I'm Brandon Fryer, and welcome to another episode of Full Press Blackhawks. The Blackhawks done it again, man. They lost another tough game against the Nashville Predators over the weekend, Saturday, 3-1. We're going to break this down period by period of this game and recap this game and preview their upcoming game. And we got to talk about the status of the Blackhawks overall. We got to definitely talk about that. Very interesting conversation I'm going to have with you guys on this one. This is a very special episode. But first, let's recap that game. The Blackhawks lost to the Predators. So let's go into the first period. You know, we break it down period by period with this team. So the first period comes right off the gate. And Seth Jones, you know, probably we're going to get into that, like probably the star of this team, the face of this team, maybe with the Blackhawks, came in right away and scored for the Blackhawks right away to give them a quick 1-0 lead early. But the Blackhawks did give up a goal, and they gave up a power play goal to Nashville. So it pretty much tied up 1-1 after the first period. Now, if we break down this first period right now, so here it is right now. I think overall the Blackhawks won that period, even though it was a tie. They pretty much dominated in every category right here. Pay attention to this one. The shot attempts, the Blackhawks had the advantage 20-14. Shots on goal 10-9. The Blackhawks had that advantage. 5-on-5 scoring chances 12-6. The Blackhawks had that advantage. 5-on-5 high danger chances 6-2. The Blackhawks had the advantage on that one. So if you look at it overall, with all of those, the Blackhawks had the advantage. So overall, it was a good one after the first period. Now, the second period came in. The Predators did score on that one. So with the Predators scoring that one at the end of two, it was 2-1 in that one. So now if we're looking at the end of the second period right now, pay attention to this one. Shot attempts, it was 35-34. The Blackhawks had the advantage on that one. Shots on goal, 17-17, broke even. 5-on-5 scoring chances, 16-11, Blackhawks. 5-on-5 high danger chances, 8-5, Blackhawks. So it looked like the Blackhawks was dominating, you could say, the first two periods in this game overall, if you're looking at the stats. It just so happened that the few shot attempts that the Predators put in actually went in. That was the only difference here. But we had tons of chances. We just didn't score no goals on that one. So that was the reason why the Blackhawks were down in that one. Then we go into the third, like maybe we can get something going. They scored again, made it 3-1, and that was the final of that one after it. So they lost that one, and it was just tough to see another loss for the Blackhawks. Now they're on a 4-game losing streak. I mean, it's been a tough week. You know, the trade deadline is over. Blackhawks didn't make any more major moves. It looked like all their moves were made were prior to the week. So after that, it was pretty much done. But, you know, one thing I noticed right off the top with this game is, you know, you have 5 players going from your roster right now. So you had a very much different looking lineup from this first game. So it's going to take some time with this one. And it was nice to see, like, the first pairing you had, Caleb and Seth Jones together. You know, it was nice to see that, but within the first 5 minutes, I mean, that was a really probably best time that I saw the Blackhawks in that first period. I mean, especially with the score right at the top from Seth Jones, but, like, they didn't have much to show for it after that. Like, you take out that first period, and then they did play hard in the second, but they just, you know, they gave up a goal in that one. They just didn't really look all that interested no more. It was pretty much a physical contest throughout the whole game. And then, like, the Blackhawks had 10 hits in the first period. They finished with a total of 27 during that time. But, like, it felt like it was a physical game, but it just didn't really do much. It just, overall, tough to watch. And you know what? The head coach, Luke Richardson, he joked before the game. Like he said this actually on Friday, now that I'm thinking about it. He pretty much said it felt like training camp, basically, because you got all these new players and you had to go over it over and over and over again with the system. It's going to take some time with this team, like, down the season, so it's going to be pretty much tough. So with all of these new faces and new players on this team, I got a message sent to me on Twitter. And before I even mention Twitter, I'm not really heavy on Twitter, by the way. Like, I have a Twitter page, but I don't go on there constantly. I'll probably retweet something here and there. I rarely like something here and there. I do not go on Twitter like that. Like, I have a page, but I'm not really that active on it, to be honest with you. But I did get a message from someone who, you know, talked about, you know, the Full Press Blackhawks podcast that I'm hosting right now. And they asked me, who is the face now of the Blackhawks? And I thought that was a very, very good question. Like, who is the new face of the Chicago Blackhawks? I really had to think about it because you think about it, no more Kane. I did say, is it Max Domney one time? And then next thing you know, he got traded. I mean, you still have Jonathan Toews there, but like, is he really there? Like, he's around the team, but like, is he really even there now? So it's really tough overall to see who is the face of the Chicago Blackhawks. Now, the easy answer, Jonathan Toews, just to say it, because right now he's technically on the team. Okay, let's just make it clear. But if you're just looking at it strictly on the ice, you would say the next player up is Seth Jones. He's probably their best player now. He's probably the face of the team. He's probably the only one that got a little cachet on this squad that you could say, okay, he's the face of this team. If you want to just strictly go off a player. Some people would say it's Luke Richardson now. You got all these new players and, you know, Luke is doing the best he can with the roster that he has, trying to implement his new system and all that other stuff. So you could say, well, the coach is the face of this team. I would argue with you that the face of this team right now is Cal Davidson. And this is why I say Cal Davidson right now, because he's been the biggest name that I've been hearing mostly when it comes to the Chicago Blackhawks. Yes, we've been hearing about Patrick Kane, but then we tie it to what GM Cal Davidson is going to do. We talk about Jonathan Toews, but we're like, what is Cal Davidson going to do? We've seen Cal Davidson get in front of the pregame shows and all this, and he's talking so much and he's speaking more up front because they are doing a rebuild. It's all to see what Cal Davidson is going to do with his team. So right now, he is the face until we get a player that he picks that is dominant. If he picks a Connor Bedard, then he becomes the face. But right now, it's Cal Davidson for this team. So he is definitely the face. And, you know, it's very interesting now. Now you don't have the likes of Patrick Kane. You know, Jonathan Toews is pretty much out for this team. I saw something that was very interesting from this right now. And speaking of Patrick Kane, real quick, you know, Emily Kaplan of ESPN reported pretty much, it was mentioned on the pregame show that, you know, when Patrick Kane was thinking and deciding if he wanted to get traded or not, the Blackhawks, she reported that the Blackhawks made it pretty clear to Patrick Kane that we're not trying to have you back. So pretty much you're not in our future plans. So don't think we're going to re-sign you and keep you. Like, you're pretty much going to be gone. And it showed that. So he pretty much got up out of there. That made it pretty much the decision pretty much easy for him. But one thing I want to mention, you know, before Patrick Kane and Jonathan Toews, the Blackhawks weren't that relevant overall. Even go back a little bit before that too, because they really wasn't on TV like that before ownership, if you want to say all that. But like, you know, he didn't want them on TV that much. You know, you had to go to the games and stuff like that. And I was always wondering about their attendance. Now, their attendance was done fairly okay because you had the likes of winning all those Stanley Cup titles, and you had Patrick Kane there, and you had Jonathan Toews there. So you still had that aura of the Blackhawks there. Now with Patrick Kane out, you don't really have Jonathan Toews there. But like I said, he's not really there. It's very interesting to see what their attendance is like overall for this team. And the reason why I say that, the highest so far this season right now was a game against the Pittsburgh Penguins, which was November 20th, where it was 21,000, over 21,000. Now, Saturday's game, it was about 18,000. It's going to be very interesting to see these last few games. Now, with this roster assembled, what will the attendance be, especially on a weekday? It's going to be, here's one for you. We got a game coming up, which we're going to preview in a minute. The Ottawa Senators at the Chicago Blackhawks. I wonder what the attendance numbers are going to be for that game. Now, it's going to be very interesting. Now, right now, their stuff has been up and down. The high has been there, but it's been getting low. Now, if you want to go just strictly off the trade, here, I'm going to give you something right now. Strictly off since February 19th when against Toronto, that was 20,000, almost close to 21,000. Then it dropped down in Vegas to about 18,000. Dallas, it dropped down to 17,000, and it just went to over 18,000, close to 19,000 here. So I wonder, the lowest, by the way, overall that I've seen was 12,000, and that was against the New York Islanders. Like, that's crazy. Yeah, New York Islanders, you got McDavid, like, Connor McDavid, and 12,000. So it's very interesting to see how low this is going to get during the times here when it comes to the Chicago Blackhawks. So I just want to put that out there for you. Now, their preview, like I've already mentioned, their next game is against the Ottawa Senators. Now, this is going to be a very interesting matchup overall. They're going to play later on tonight, and I'm very intrigued. I was going to see what's happened between these two teams. Now, I've already mentioned the attendance overall for this game, but I'm more intrigued to see, can the Blackhawks break up out their four-game losing streak against the Ottawa Senators? Now, this game is going to be at the United Center, okay? Right now, if you're overall looking at these two head-to-head matchup right now, Ottawa Senators have a record of 32-25-4, while the Blackhawks have a record of 21-36-5. Now, head-to-head, they already played each other. Remember, the Blackhawks did beat them recently. But right now, Ottawa Senators are currently on a five-game winning streak. They've been 2-7-1 in their last 10 games right now, while the Blackhawks, we know, are on a four-game losing streak right now. The Blackhawks right now are dead last when it comes to goals per game still, and they're 27th overall when it comes to goals allowed right now. Now, in order the Blackhawks to win this game and come off victorious, they need to at least score a minimum of 3 goals per game. They have to do that against this team. And that would be good with the Blackhawks overall because the Senators give up an average of 2.9 goals per game. They're currently right now 15th, but they got to make sure that they can stop this team from scoring no more than 2 goals. They average around 3.2 goals a game, which is currently 15th overall in the NHL. So that's what they need to do in order to stop this team right now. It's going to be very interesting to see what they can pull off against the Senators. Now, this is a team they already beat, so they could possibly win, especially with this new young group of young players that they're trying to prove and show, hey, put us on the team for next year. So this is going to be a very interesting matchup between these two teams. I can't wait to see this matchup, to see what can this new group of this Blackhawks team and Luke Richardson and the squad do against the Senators. So we'll see. I'd like to thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of Full Press Blackhawks. I'm your host, Brandon Fryer, and until next time.